Is it safe to assume, Richard, that half of the callers tonight, half of them will be Star Kids?
Or Starseed adults?
Yeah.
I think that's a safe bet, given the topic. Probably higher than half, but I could be wrong.
East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, yeah. This is Jan from Madison, Wisconsin.
Sure, Jan.
And thank you for doing this show. God bless you, George. Your guest has freaked me out. All my life, I've felt strange and different, and it, rather than turning streetlights out, I turn them on when I walk under them. What does that mean? And I also went through somewhat of a healing transformation 9 years ago when I overcame some addictions, and as a result of that, I now can heal people with my hands. And this is all very bizarre, and sometimes I wonder if, you know, my brain's doing this, you know, if I'm making this up, or... So what am I, Doc?
Well, I'll tell you how you can get pretty sure, and the rest of our listeners, too. If you go to my website and go down to the Star Kids section, you will find the second item in there is a Star Kids Starseed Identification Questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
It has 54 very short questions. You answer them. The ones you answer yes are a score, and add them up. And if it tells you how many yes answers equals you're a Star Kid or Starseed. But I would say, just kind of shooting from the hip here, that the fact that you influence streetlights, and I assume you're not standing right next to them, they're 10, 12, 20 feet away from you.
Yes.
That your field is out there to where I would make a rough estimate that you very much likely are a Starseed. Also, your development of psychic healing gifts you talked about.
Yes.
And this came after a special incident?
Yes. I recovered from drug and alcohol addiction nine years ago.
Well, that was clouding you. Say, but before that, you were what I call latent. You can't operate in the very fine, sensitive consciousness of psychic and advanced consciousness abilities when your mind is your physical brain is clouded with chemistry. So you weren't in a position to discover those things or to operate with very well with them in the addiction days. But once you put that aside, and I think perhaps did a little spiritual growth as part of your laying aside addiction and getting recovery.
Absolutely.
That you were in an excellent position to come out of the closet, let those abilities blossom, and once you saw them to have the correct metaphysical and spiritual perspective to use them and use them for good for others. And I think what you need to do now is to get the rest of the sense of who you are. So in addition to the questionnaire, let me also suggest that you read the article in that section called 42 Signs That a Child May Be a Star Kid. It talks, forget about the Star Kid part, it works for Starseed adults too. It talks about the various qualities and how they can be made of benefits to others. And you are part of the waking up generation that are going to transform society. You know, it's one by one, millions by millions. We are going to take over the earth, and not in a revolutionary or political sense, but culturally by living and operating at a higher level, and everybody else saying, gee, that's attractive, I want to join that. You know, in AA, they talk about it being a program of attraction, not compulsion.
Exactly.
And that's the way the Starseed thing is going to work. People are going to be so delighted and intrigued and pleasantly helped by these abilities that they're going to be drawn to it, and those who are sitting there as latents are going to go inside themselves and pull out stuff that's been quiet and sleeping.